Socialist Party campaign stalls on jobs, pay, NHS and racism all over workers. Are angry Waltham Forest. London anger is deepening in London about the way workers have suffered disproportionately. We told people we will be challenging in the elections next year. We met one bloke who said he worked in emergency housing, and yet still can't get a home, even though he doubles up as a bouncer in a club. There is some reckoning coming. Nancy Taff Mansfield, it's quite difficult for people to see us smiling under our masks. It looks like we are staring them out, but we had a captive audience queuing to get into McDonald's. Newcastle, after almost 4 months, it was good to get back on the streets on the 25th of July. One woman told us the company she works for was always telling employees that they were part of the company's family. But that has now gone out of the window. Their boss sacked them via email. On the 1st of August we went out onto Northumberland Street to stand for decent pay and jobs, as well as demanding that the price for coronavirus doesn't fall on workers' backs. We heard from workers that were in fear of losing the precarious work they had, plus those that had already been made redundant. Young workers, in particular, were furious about unpaid internships, insecure work, and lack of prospects. One mentioned that a part-time role he was looking at had 700 applicants. They all agreed that the fact they were nervous about not having an income, while the profits of their bosses rose, showed a real problem in the system. As the crisis deepens, we'll continue to push for a socialist transformation of society to stop the greed of the bosses and bring power back to the working class. Dan Gilmore, Sheffield. It's great to be back on the streets of Sheffield, campaigning for the NHS, jobs and homes, against racism, and to get the Tories out. An ex-Labour member and a 15-year-old school student signed up for invites to our next meeting. Swansea, we had 3 Socialist Party campaign stalls, for the first time since lockdown. In Swansea, campaigning against the jobs massacre and attacks to the NHS, a young socialist stall against youth unemployment and racism, and in Port Talbot calling for the nationalisation of Tata Steel and the protection of those skilled jobs. York still buzzing after our best response on a stall since lockdown began. It was great to be joined by a new member and a non-member who joined the Socialist Party straight after the stall. I and Alton Birmingham, we are inspired by everyone that comes up to support us. Lots of support from working class people from all over in the city centre and in Accocks Green, South Birmingham, for our campaigns on affordable housing, living wage jobs, fully funded public services, and to demand workers don't pay the price for COVID. Worksop, the first Socialist Party stall organised by new young members in Worksop, North Nottinghamshire, took place. Leeds, on our first Socialist Party campaign stall in the city centre since lockdown, we campaigned for a pay rise for NHS workers, a properly funded NHS and against privatisation. Too many places to mention between the 25th of July and the 1st of August, Socialist Party members were also out campaigning, in Tooting against the jobs massacre, in Worcester for workers' rights, and in Cardiff in support of 250 Wales Millennium Centre workers fighting to save their jobs. In Bradford we were agitating against NHS cuts and privatisation, demanding a pay rise for staff. In Nottingham we called for jobs and homes for all to oppose the far-right planning to come to the city on the 22nd of August. Bumper, Southampton. Socialist Party stalls called for a massive increase in the minimum wage and NHS workers' pay, the renationalisation of the service, kick out the privateers,